Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. We've been talking about financial stocks declining, but last time I checked, it cost more to buy a copy of the Sunday New York Times than it costs to buy a single share of stock for the New York Times. What does that mean? Well, one of the things it possibly does mean is that there will be alternative outlets for newspapers other than the so-called dead tree edition, the paper printed edition that, of course, is the basis of the newspaper industry. The Hearst Corporation has announced it will launch a wireless e-reader this year that will allow access to magazines and newspapers for a fee. You may be aware of Amazon.com's Kindle device, which has some of the same capability. Jeff Jarvis, author of What Would Google Do?, teaches journalism at City University of New York and joins us from snowy New York. Jeff, thanks for being on the program. And this could be a window of opportunity for the newspapers. Do you think they'll take advantage of it?
Well, I'm not so sure it's such a window of opportunity. It's a little portal. I think the industry is thinking there's this deus ex machina that's going to come along and save them and prevent them from going through huge disruption. And I just don't think it's going to happen. The reality is we already have a great distribution mechanism for content. It's called the Internet. And to have to create a new device, it's fine, but I read the New York Times on my iPhone every morning. I already have it.
Right, but doesn't that have to change if companies like the New York Times are going to stay in business? The advertising model is not going to scale up fast enough, and maybe this Kindle device, basically a New York Times reader that basically only...
And, John, how many of those are going to be sold? I mean, in your wildest imagination, how many of those devices are going to exist, and how many people are going to pay for them? Paying for the content sounds good, but paying for content also brings other costs. You have a huge marketing cost to get these things out there.
Right, but if you're not distributing papers anymore, and we asked some of the same questions about the Internet, the Kindle is like gone off the charts. You even own one.
Yeah, I do, but the numbers are small compared to the Internet. The Internet is huge. You go with the reality of the Internet, and the reality of the Internet is to scale and to save money in other ways. And if you try to put your stuff behind a paywall, you're cutting off audience, advertising revenue, and more important than anything else, you're cutting off Google juice.
All right, but you've talked about Google juice in the past. Before we go, we don't have a lot of time in this segment. Why is it that the Kindle seems to work as a for-pay option, whereas the Internet doesn't?
The Kindle is a limited control distribution mechanism. That's why. It's like your cell phone. And if you could get enough of them out there, well, okay, but I don't think the scale is going to be sufficient to support any newspaper.
Well, that's what they said about broadband, and then boom, here we are.
If you think that everybody in America is going to be walking around with these devices, maybe, but I think we already have enough devices. And again, those devices already give me content, so why do I need another one that's just made specially for newspapers and magazines?
He's a professional naysayer, and I cannot budge
him.
No, I'm
quite the contrary. I'm optimistic about the Internet, man.
Well, let's talk about the Hearst Corporation's decision. You think this was a mistake then, before we go?
No, it's fine. I just wouldn't invest a lot in it. I would invest a lot more money in trying to figure out the Internet.
Isn't there a portability to the Internet, though, for these newspapers that they have to figure out a way of exploiting that's going to duplicate the old portable paper?
It won't duplicate. That's the whole point. You have to do something new. You have to have more engagement in your community. You have to create a platform for things. I think you have to rethink what a newspaper is and its relationship with the community. And out of that comes a new and bright future.
A more complicated strategy than simply getting an e-reader to replace newsboys and deliveries at home. The Hearst Corporation has announced it will launch a wireless e-reader. Our reaction from Jeff Jarvis, author of What Would Google Do? He teaches journalism at City University of New York. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.